If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Chicago Blackhawks begin the circus road trip in a building originally known as the Northlands Coliseum, where some of the greatest names in the game have graced the ice. Championships have been won, and a guy named Gretzky once called it home. The Hawks just want to win their last game here. Down to center ice we go. Taves against Dreisaitl on the opening faceoff. The drop of the puck, this one's underway. Taves wins the faceoff. Then Riemsdyk took it away and sent it off the left boards to center ice into the Oilers' zone. Here's Hall attacking over the Hawk line. Right wing cuts through the slot, fires, and down is Crawford with a stick save. And as the puck ricochets off the end boards, Crawford dives out and plops on it to the right of the net, holds it there. Pouliot drops the puck behind the net. Yakupov put it out in front. Point blank shot by Dreisaitl. Turned wide by Crawford early on. That's a save of the game for the Hawks. That's a huge save as Dreisaitl was 5 feet from the net. Purcell hands it off to Dreisaitl through center ice over the Hawk line right wing. Put it down beside the net. Crawford stuck it away, and then Purcell follows up and rifles in a wrist shot, and the glove save is made by Corey Crawford. He'll hold on to the puck. Kane now has the puck along the right boards. Send it across left circle, Panarin. Panarin now backing up, put it across Kane, top of the right circle, put it in front, they score! Duncan Keith moving down the slot, redirected that one past the goaltender Nielsen. It's a power play goal. Took him 17 seconds, and the Hawks lead 1-0. Davidson takes the puck, moves it into the near corner. Everly chips it back down in behind the Oiler net. And it's taken by Reinhardt. He coughs it up to Kane. Now Panarin in front. Shoots, he scores! Artemi Panarin with a loose puck at the top of the Oiler crease. It looked like Anisimov had fired it in from there. Nielsen made the save, but Panarin was right there. Johnny on the spot. 2-0 Hawks. Taves will now carry it up the left side to center ice. Flips it down to the Oiler line. Davidson there to Everly on a breakaway over the Hawk line. Down the slot. Shoots and scores! Boy, the Oilers timed that one perfectly. They were in the midst of a line change, and Everly hopped off the bench, cut to the middle of the ice, and took that pass, raced in on Crawford, and beat him into the top shelf. It's a hockey game. 2-1 favor the Hawks. Purcell at center ice to Hall. Over the Hawk line, left wing to Dreisaitl. He fires from the high slot. That's high and wide. Now on the high slot again, Darnell Nurse takes a pass. Wheels into the right circle. Put it in front. They score! Cutting in from the left wing circle with Pouliot. They slapped it through the legs of Crawford. With 16 minutes left in the third, the Oilers have tied it at 2. Tanner Carroll along the right boards. Fed the slot. Here's Shaw. Shoots. He scores! Andrew Shaw fought off a check from Brandon Davidson. Got a loose puck in front. And then fired it past Nielsen into the top shelf. The Hawks retake the lead at 3-2. Dreisaitl over the Hawk line down the left wing. Shut it across for Purcell. Purcell in the right corner to Dreisaitl beside the net. He shoots and scores. It almost looked like Purcell was going to cough up the puck there. Seabrook outlets to Hossa. Wide open at the Oiler line. Breaks down the slot. Shoots. He scores! Marian Hossa with the overtime game-winning goal. Put it in behind Nielsen. And the Hawks win the final game here in Rexall Place. The final score in overtime. The Hawks 4 and the Oilers 3.